Okay, we're up to Davov and Medalev, towards the bottom of the page. Four lines from the fourth last short line, the second word in. Rabbi Baravua. So, we're talking about the sugya of bringing a get from Bovot Eretz Yisrael. You have to put a man in Achdam. Two reasons we had earlier, Rabbi holds Lishma, Rav holds because of Kiyum, and Ein Eidim Sim L'Kaimoy. And the big news was in the last blot that Rabbi agrees to Rav's reason as well. So Rabbi has two reasons. He has to tick two boxes. One box of Lishma, and the second box of Kiyum. Whereas Rav says you only need to tick one box. Now that we're talking about in Bovel itself, and the last discussion in Gemara was with regard to Bovel, in Bovel itself. And the Gemara said that in Bovel itself, it is like Eretz Yisrael, even though in Bovel there may have been two Medinois with a board in between. Nevertheless, the Gemara said that the Bnei Yeshivas travel back and forth, and therefore it is like Eretz Yisrael. That eliminates the concern of because where there's a border and people don't travel across so frequently, that slows down the kiyum because not enough people coming back and forth who can recognize the chasimas. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Baravua Matzrich, he required one to say before the Benachdam, Ma'also la'also. Now, Rashi says also means a row even in the same city, in the same shchuna, in the same area, the same local area. Asa means a row of houses on one side of the street and Asa on the other side. So even the get was taken across the street from one row to the other row, even then you have to say, even though it is not, and there was no concern of Adis, because there's no border. Still you have to say, let's see if I to why. Says, from row of house to row of house, you don't, even on the same side, three houses called a shchuna. So if you carry from, if you take from one row to one shchuna to the other shchuna, today shchuna bas means a whole area. When the Gemara shchuna means three houses, a block of three houses is considered a shchuna. So if you take it on shchuna, even then you have to say. And Rabbi went even further, matzich mishoisa shchuna, even the same shchuna, in the same three houses, from house one to house three, or whatever, even then you have to say. And the Gemara's going to question now, why is that? For the Gemara of Rabbi, you have Rabbi? Rabbi says even the same Shchonah, Rabbi holds the only reason is because of Eidim Sim L'Kaimoy. And in the same Shchonah, obviously, people are there and they recognize the Chasimus. So why would you have to say, if the get was written in house number one and it was given over on house number three? Says the Gemara, or two. And says the Gemara, Shaini b'nei Mechuza, the Naidi, Rava lived in Mechuza, and in Mechuza, people, Rashi says, that they didn't stay home very much. They were businessmen, they traveled a lot, and because they traveled a lot, therefore they didn't recognize the chasimas of the people of their neighbors, and therefore they're like people who live far away. So there wouldn't be it wouldn't be so easy to be mekayim the chasimas from the neighbors. See, the reason why, where there's no border, if it's in the same area, so to speak, why, according to Rav, you wouldn't need to say, because whoever's around here, whoever recognizes can travel easily and come and help us be mekayim the get. But where, and therefore you don't need to put up an achdam. But where you happen to be in the same area, but there still is a concern of not recognizing the chasimas, and there, for example, Bnei Mechuza, who are Naidi means moving around. That's why we would have to require for an achdam, even in a situation where they live very close by, because the point is not close. Generally, close makes a difference. But over here, the point in a case where even being close does not really have an effect on the people who recognize the chasimas, like of Bnei Mechuza, so then you have to say for the Echdam, even if it's in the same shchuna. Says the Gemara. Third last line, Rav Chonin Mishtoi. Rav Chonin said the following story. Rav Kahana Aisigita. Rav Kahana brought a get. And Rav Chonin was a very pedantic person, very meticulous, and he said, he brought a get, and I'm not sure, I know the two cities involved, I know the get, one city was Surah, and one was Nador, but I'm not sure which way he went. I don't know if he traveled, if the get was written in Surah, and he was taken by Shliach to Nador, by Rav Kahana, or even Nador to Surah, or if the get was written in Nador, and it was taken to Surah. Just interesting, we noted yesterday as well that Amaroim, Choshem Amaroim, we use the shluchim for the get. Yeah, we maybe would have thought that it doesn't pass. So imagine if you had a Rav going to America, would you ask the Rav, please take me the safer to America? You know, you'd be hesitant. But we see it by get, maybe because it was a mitzvah, or maybe it was the Indian of a guna. Anyway, Rav Kahana, yesterday also, that what an Amaroim brought a get. Rav Kahana brought a get, either from Surah to Nador or Nador to Surah. Also, he made the Rav, he arrived to Rav. And he asked Rav the following shayla. No, I'm here. Do I have to say, so I travel from the Sunnah door or the other way around. Do I need to say or don't I need to say? So Rav answered very clearly, you don't need to say, because this is all in Bovel. And even though we learned yesterday from Sunnah to Nador there was a kind of a border, doesn't make a difference because in Bovel, the Bnei Yeshivas are traveling back and forth, and therefore they created a constant flow of people and signature recognizers. But Rav added on, let's turn the page, the obvious, if you do say Menachta Mahanas, it helps. Now this is interesting. So when someone brings a get from Medina Sayom to Eretz Yisrael, you must say Fanechtam. You must do that. Why? Because you have a concern, maybe they won't be able to aid him traveling back and forth, and maybe she'll become an aguna. And that's why, in order to help the lady, Chazal will make her. They will make or they made a cooler that it's sufficient, but you must say, but it's sufficient to say, and this one shliach is enough to mekayim the chasimus on the get, even though generally you need to have two. If you have any other question, in another scenario, we have a, for example, a loan document, and the borrower challenges the document and he says it's a forgery. So then we have to have two chasimas. The lender has to bring two eidim to mekayim each chasima. That's generally the case. So over here we have a special leniency. So the shayla, Rav's saying a gvaldik a chiddush. Rav's saying, because really could have thought that only where you must say for a nechtam, then we say it helps, because Chazal said you must say it because we have a concern and therefore we will make it. But if you don't need to say it, for example, from Bobel, anyway, if you don't need to say it, do we say that if you do say it, if you happen to be there by the Chasima, and you do bring the get, and you do say it, is that considered a proper kiyum, that even if the Baal comes afterwards, and is Ma'arur, still the testimony of the one Shliach will suffice that the kiyum is a good kiyum? That's Rav's Chiddush. The obvious, if you did do it, ahanis, it helps that it is considered a good kiyum, as the Gemara explains now. Faith the Gemara, my wasn't mean the obvious ahanis. Says the Gemara, the osibal ma'arur, if he comes, loy mashkechina, maybe don't we look at him, even though he's ma'arur, and generally with an error on a, if there's an error of a forgery, we need to have two aidim. Here, we can rely on this one ad, even in a scenario, this is how the Ritva explains the Gemara, the Chiddush is, even in a scenario where he didn't have to say it, and we know it's a special kula leniency, don't think the leniency is limited only to a case where you must say. It applies to all cases of Gittin. Whenever Shliach brings a get, even though it doesn't need to say it, if he does say it, it's considered as two aidim. Keda Tanya, like not in a brayse. Not in a brayse. A maise with a mechad. A maise with one man. Shoaivi get if Rabbi Shmuel. Bought a get before Rabbi Shmuel. Omer, I told him, Tzorich, I'm not going to do I need to have a nechdam? I don't need to say. Omer, Rabbi Shmuel told him, Bani, my son, Me'echenato, where did you come from? Let's hear. You ask me a shayla if to say. Let me know where you came from. Bobo, let's assault. Chutzlorets, where did you come from? Omer, Rabbi told him, Rabbi, my master, Mikfar Sisoyani, I am from Kfar Sisoy. Now, Kfar Sisoy, the one we'll explain in a minute, was towards the top of Eretz Yisrael, but it was within the border. So he told him, Omar told him, Tzorich ato loima befonai nechtam, befonai nechtam, shaloi tizokek le'edim. You should say it, you need to say it, he told him. You need to say it, shaloi tizokek le'edim, because if the Baal is going to be ma'ar on the get, and then she'll have to go and search for edim, in order to not have to look for edim, therefore you should say it. Full stop. Okay, and he said it. After this person left, this other mechot left, Nichnas lefonav b'loy. The b'loy walked in and he asked Rabbi Shmuel the following question. Omar told him, Rabbi, v'aloy kfas yisoyim mivulas b'tchum et Yisrael. It's absorbed in the tchum. It's within the tchum. It's on this side of the tchum. It is part of the land of Israel. And not only that, it's closer to Yosem Akoy, even closer than Akoy. So, and even Akoy, we'll see in a minute, the Muslim going to bring now Mishnah that we see Akoy, you don't need to say. But then, Akoy, Keitzol, Gitin. So Akoy is like a Tesol, so of course, something closer than Akoy, for sure is a Tesol. And you know what? Now, Fidel Rabbanon who disagree on Rabbi, and they say Akko is not like its soul, that's only Elab Akko, only by the city Akko itself. The Marachka, which is far further away, Abba Kvas Asoi, but this village of Sesoi, the Makai, which is closer inwards, closer there to its soul proper, Loi, there's no reason to say. Even the Rabbanon agreed to Rabbi, there's no need to say. So, in other words, Rabbi Eloi was asking Rabbi Shmuel, why did you say to he has to say? L'chayre would seem he wouldn't have to say because it wasn't Eretz Yisrael. Omalati told him, Shesoik b'ni Shesoik, be quiet, my son. Hoyel v'yotzo v'heta, yotzo, once it was beheta, meaning that it was said, and now the get is the shliach said for nechtam. So yotzo is like it's gone out. It's left the basin with a stamp of approval, and that's okay. So the Gemara's question is now, if you look at the story, Rabbi Shmuel, when he told him say, he added on a few words, and he said shloi tizokek le'edim. Which seems to say, really, that in other words, he was saying that even though you don't need to say, but because in case the Baal will come and the Baal will be ma'ar on the get, so then we have to do something. Let's do something now, if we can, in order to protect the woman. So he actually said that it's not because of general takona. So let's go slowly. When you bring a get, you have to say if it's come from within a Sayyom. If you bring it from Eretz Yisrael, for example, you don't have to say. But Rabbi Shmuel told him, you know what I'm telling you to say? Shiloh tizokek le'edim. I'm doing you a favor. Because there's a concern the Baal might be ma'arah. And therefore, in order to prevent this problem, we will now ask the Shliach to say it. So Rabbi Shmuel himself gave the reason. So what did he ask? So why did the Beloy ask him the question if Rabbi Shmuel himself explained himself and we know that it was an extra protection which was not required at Yalocha? Says the Gemara, you're right. Lois Samua Kamei. They didn't finish off the story to Rabbi Eloy because Rabbi Eloy wasn't there. He only heard about it. Because the Gemara says after the guy left, Rabbi Eloy heard about it and then he came in. So he wasn't there. The story was related to him afterwards, soon afterwards. And the person who said the story didn't add on those last few words. And therefore he understood that from the story that he heard, that Bishmoel is saying that every get coming from Kvas Yisoi requires the Fon Avon Nechtam. And that the Lord didn't like. And that's why he asked him. But the response was that I explained myself. I said it's not required, but it should be done because of the concern of the Baal might come in Mara, and therefore it is a wise thing to invest now and get the Shliach to say those words. And then, because if the Shliach, what he was saying in other words is like this. When the Shliach wasn't there when they wrote the get, he didn't see that he wasn't with the Chesimas, and he arrives, then they ask, did you see? No, okay, so you come from Kvas Yisoi, it was written in Eretz Yisrael, not a problem, it's okay, we can pass it, we don't need it. But if the shlich happened to be there when they wrote the chasimus, the get, so he actually was there and he's able to testify. So therefore, the rabbonim or the amoraim, they encourage him to say it because it's a special leniency, as I said before. And we explained the leniency is not only in a case where you have to say; it's even in a case where you don't have to say, we still have the leniency that you can get away with. So if he was there, and he actually saw the get being written, so say it. It's four words. And we can tick it and we give it a stamp of authenticity. And the Baal now, if he comes to be Ma'arim, we just throw him out the window because the get has been already authorized as being, the chasimas are authorized as being authentic chasimas. Okay, says the Gemara Vayta. We're up to the Gemara, one third down the page. First word on the line is Ko Oma, towards the end of the line. Sholach Lei Rav Avyoso Rav Chista. Rav Avyoso sent a shayet to Rav Chista. So till now we're talking about a get being brought in Bovel itself. From Shchuna Shchuna and from Surah to Nador. Now we're talking about, what about a get that was brought from Bovel Lakan? Gittin Abayim Misham from Bovel Lakan to Yisrael. So he told him, he sent him the halacha, Ein tzorich loyma, you don't need to say, Fonanach Fonanachtam. Now, between Bovel and Yisrael, there is a border. If there is a border, it would seem that the reason why you wouldn't have to say is only because of the Shema. Because if it's because of Robert's reason, you would have to say it. So, says the Gemara, Laima, let us say, Ksova, that Rav Yosef must hold the fish, Eimekin Nishma. That's the reason, Bahani, and the people in Bovel, Gemiri, they're learned, and therefore they know the halachas, and there's no concern of Nishma. That's what it would seem. Frank, the Gemara, the old question, how would that help you? Even though Rabbi said Nishma, but before the Gemara proved that you cannot hold that the reason is only Nishma, you have to agree to the reason of Edim as well. But Tizbara, is that logic? Is that correct? Well, Rabbi said, no, Rabbi agrees to have his reason. He holds both reasons. So if he holds the second reason as well, so then you must have Kiyum, and there was a border, so how come you don't need to say? Ella says, Gemara, you're right. We forget about the Shema. The Kulalma, everyone agrees over here, being in Lekaimoy. Everyone agrees that you have to have Lekaimoy. That's the main reason. And if that's the main reason, so the question is, how come Rav Yosef said that you don't need to say? L'chayr, there's a border between Bovel and Yisrael. So if there's a border in between, so that would mean that Kiyum is an issue. But says the Gemara, the Kivan, the Iker Rabim, there's many people, the Salki, that are going up to Eretz Yisrael. The Nachzi and going down. There's a constant flow of people going back and forth. Mishkach Shkichi, you will find people who recognize the Chasimus. So therefore, the border over here is not really a problem. There is a border, but it's fluid. The people are going back and forth. And that's what we need for forgetting. And that's enough. And therefore, you don't need to say, Mefana Nachtav, Mefana Nachtam. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayta. So that was Rav Yosef's psak. Rav Yosef's psak was okay. So says the Gemara now. Omar Rav Yosef. Yosef said, "Man leim alon. Who told us Rav Yosef basamchu? This is a gevaldige chiddush." So again, you bring a get from Bovel to Yisrael, and there's borders along the way. And generally, borders causes a problem. Where there's a border between, everyone agrees to Kiyum, that therefore it would be an issue, and it would seem that you'd have to say, Rav Yosef, the great Amora, was Machadish, that you don't have to say, because Mishkach Shkichi, people are traveling back and forth. Take the Gemara, he asked, man, who told us the Rav Yosef Bar Samche, who's something we can rely on? I mean, obviously he was a great, he's Rav Yosef, he was a great man, but with regard to Psak Halacha, saying a Gevaldige Chiddush, who said we're able to rely on him? That's one point. V'oid, and not only that, and also, Ho'iyu, he, the Sholach, he sent a letter to Rav Yehuda, and he said as follows. He said like this. This was written in a letter. Bnei Odom, people who come up Mishom Lekan, they come up from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, and Rashi explains that used to stay in Eretz Yisrael to absorb the Torah and to absorb the Yiddishkeit and the Kedusha. And for the time being, while they were there enjoying themselves in Eretz Yisrael with Kedusha and Tahara, they left their wives at home on their own. They were like Agunos, as she says. And more importantly, they were not having families. You know, they could have had more children. Ubetailim, Rashi says, from Peribibia. And they weren't having any children. So he wrote as follows. B'nai Odom, the people, the Roidim are going up, Mesham Lekan. They're coming from, they're going up from Bovet. It's just all, as the Gemara says, is Gevoya, Mekala Rotzai. It's also going up. Hein Kaim Atzmon, they were in themselves the following pasuk, which is not nothing, which is a praise. Vayitnu es hayeled bazoino, they placed the child bazoino. Vayaldo mochru b'yayin v'yishtu. So they sold now the word zoino means nus, but there's machlokes of Rashi and Tosfos. What exactly the Gemara means? Now, push pshat the Gemara is that it's a comparison that they gave away the boy and the girl. They gave away the boy and the girl for Zoino and Yain Vishta. They got carried away. I mean, they were carried away with Ruchnius, but the Gemara is saying they gave it away. You should be home having a family or bring your wife here. This is Nishka Mahalach to go and that's one pshat. Tosfos learned Zoino Veloshon HaMezoinus. We might come back in a minute. Anyway, so he sent this letter, and so what? The Kosav Lei, and he wrote this letter, including the Pasuk. Now, this is a Pasuk in Yoel. And he wrote this Pasuk, Beloi Sirtut, without any Sirtut. Sirtut is what you have to scratch into the cloth, a line. And the reason is because we want Divrei Torah to be written nice and neat. And the loch is, Mitzchok, Shtayim, two words, Koisin. If you want just two words of Torah, okay, that's not, you can write that without Sirtut. But Shalosh, but three words ain't Koisin. You can't write three without Sirtut, because three words is already something which got some chashivas to it, and that has to have Sirtut. That's what the Bitra said. The Masnitaton, the Braisi, we learned, Shalosh Koisin, three you can write without Sirtut, Abba ain't Koisin. Whatever the case, this Pasuk has got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 words. So everyone agrees you have to have Sirtut. And when he sent this letter, they saw that on the parchment there was no Sirtut. So he did something wrong. If he did something wrong, then we see that he's not so boki in halacha. If he's not boki in halacha, how can we rely on him to paskin the shaila of Farvanachta? That was the point that Rav Yosef made. A, who said it's about Samcha? And number two, and it's a second point, we see that he wrote this letter, he wrote this psukim, this pasuk without Sirtu, that's what's the problem. That's the comment Rav Yosef made. Omar Rav Zabai said, Otter kol loyoda, hod Rav Yitzchok lav gaver Rabbehu. I disagreed. Okay, I agree that he wrote this. I'm not disputing the fact. You said a story that he wrote this letter with the pasuk and he didn't put the sirtut in. No, I understand it's a problem. But that doesn't mean that he's not boki anywhere else. That he didn't know. But Hilchus Gittin, if he made a statement, he knows what he's talking about. So why should that affect? That's because he doesn't know the lochas of Sirtut. That doesn't mean that what he said in Hilchus Gittin, that if you bring a get from Bovet HaTzitzos, so you don't need to serve an Akhlam, why should that affect it? And Abai explains, Bishloim Milsa, the Talya B'Svoro, Milsa, the Talya B'Svoro, right? Something which is a Svoro L'Chai, I understand. And this is the Yisoid we have in the Yeshivish world. If you say something stupid once, you can get labeled as, called in Yiddish, a krumme cop. So you say, Bishloim, he said a wrong swara, he said something krum. Oh, he said krum, so therefore we see that his mind analyzes things, the way he comes to conclusions is something wrong with his analysis. So that I understand. Okay, so therefore that will affect anything he says. But the problem wasn't to be with his swara. Over here, Gemara. Over here, it's something which he learned. He forgot something which has been learned, or he didn't know which he learned. Or Gemara, he didn't hear the Gemara. He didn't hear it. Didn't hear it. If he didn't hear it, that's not enough of a reason to cross him off. So therefore, Rav Yosef challenged the psak of Rav Yosef. So again, Rav Yosef said, if you bring a get from over there, Israel, he said that the get, you don't need to send enough nectar. But Rav Yosef challenged him and said, Rav Yosef, I'm sorry, we have a maaser that he didn't do sirutot on the, he didn't do sirutot on the kalaf or the posuk of seven words, and therefore Rav Yosef wasn't happy with him to be a posuk. And Abaye said, no, it's Lashkan Gefeilach. Daddy, if it was, he said a wrong svara, he said something which didn't make sense, something stupid, something krum, then I understand. But if it wasn't krum, he just said, God, he didn't know the Gemara. Sure, he didn't hear the Gemara. Doesn't mean that what he does know, and he does hear, and he does say over, should be a problem. V'oid. And another point to Abaye, Rav Yosef was a great man. To ask him Morai al Yodai, because Morai means his master, means Hashem. Hashem agreed to Rav Yosef. He brought, as the Gemara we just explained in a minute. So we see that he was a very great man. See, the pasuk says in the Ma'isa Pilegish Bagivo, it says over there that Tizne Olaf Pilakshoy, right? Pilegish is a concubine, and there was a whole story why he chucked her out, and the famous Maisa, all the went to war against Benjamin. Anyway, why did he throw her out? What did she do wrong? Says the pasuk in Shoftim, Vatizne Olaf Pilakshay. Vatizne means, and she did something, she sinned against him. What did she do? Rav Yosef says, Zvuv Motzola. She served him a chicken soup, and in the chicken soup, there was a fly doing backstroke. And he didn't like that. And that's why he threw it out. That's what the concubine did wrong. That was her mistake. I mean, that was Rav Yosef's opinion. Now, this is Oisema. In the olden days, they were very careful that a woman should remove all her hair from her private parts. Because if there's a hair there, and during Tashmish, it could affect the man. It could get tangled, and it could cut into part of his a very private part of the man's body, and so therefore they used to remove hair. And she didn't do that, and therefore he was upset because she was putting him into a sarkona, he could have lost a certain part of his body. So therefore he threw her out. So he had a machlokes. What did she do wrong? Either it was the soup or it was the hair in a private part. The Ashkicha of Yosef Eliyahu, and he told him, "My Ka'ovid Hakadosh Baruch Hu, what is Hashem doing now? What sugi is Hashem learning?" Omalai Eliyahu said, "Osik is learning in the sugi of Pelegish Begifa. Oh, he's learning the same sugi. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was learning the sugi of Pelegish Begifa." So Rav Yosef asked Eliyahu, "My Ka'omah." And what's he saying? What's his opinion? What was the case of a Plegish Begiva? Omalaisi told him, Avyosah bani kachu oimah. Avyosah is saying like this, that the fly in the soup. It's it was the air in the private part. That's what Lomi told him. Now, Rav Yosef really wasn't so happy with that, because how could it be that Hashem's got a sofuk? I mean, it was either or, it wasn't both. Either he chucked her out because of the fly in the soup, or he threw her out because of the hair. So which one was it? Rav Yosef told him, Chas v'sholom. How can you say Hashem's saying this and that? Is there a sofik in Shemayim? Hashem knows what it was. What was the reason? Hashem knows what the reason. Amalei, he told him, Eilu v'eilu divelekim chaymen. We have this concept with regard to any machokes in Shas. Even though to us mortals, it seems a contradiction, there's two opinions which seem to go either in that. But over here, it's easy to understand, because over here, maybe it was both. He was maybe both. So over here, we don't need to have this idea, because this is used very often, this phrase, Eilu v'eilu divin chaim, they're both emes. Now, That phrase is used where the two opinions could work together, like over here, or it could be used where they actually are contradictory and somehow they do work together, which is difficult to understand, but they both are Nibrakim Chaim. So over here, the Gemara is explaining simply, Zvuv Motzo V'Loikbit. He found the fly in the soup and V'Loikbit, and he turned a blind eye and he kept her as a concubine. But Nima Motzo, that Hikbit, that was going too far. That was going too far. So therefore, really, out of the Machlokes, why did he throw her out? According to what the Gemara is saying now, he threw her out because of the Nima, and that was the opinion of Rav Abiyosa. One second. No, sorry. It was Rabbi Yonason. So, looks like because both happened, so even though that wasn't the same one, but both happened, it seems like that because of both the two, maybe it was the last straw. One second, let's see Rashi. So it was part of the story. So even though that wasn't the last straw, but it is part of the story. It could be what the Gemara is saying is that there were two things why it wasn't just the zvuv or the nima on its own. It was actually the zvuv and the nima, and they're both together. Right. Tosis explains that the word vatizne can have two meanings. The word vatizne could mean mezoinus. So the machlokes of Yosso and Abyonison is whether it's a lotion of mezoinus, mozoin. That's the opinion of the fly in the soup. And the other one, the Vatizna, is Loshon of Zanus, because it was happening at the time of intercourse. But fake Toisvus, the simple taicha of the word Vatizna means Zanus, that she actually cheated on her husband. So how come the Gemara doesn't explain the posik simply? The Gemara says that, so Rabbeinu Chanan lands, Toisvus says that if it was real Zanus, that she was cheating on her husband, he wouldn't have taken her back. And we see the derech was, even though she wasn't a married woman, and therefore legally a pialoch, he could take her back. But the Tosfos says that even the palakshin, the concubine, which you allowed to take back, the derech was not to take back once they had relations with another man, and because we see that he wanted to take her back, is a siman that it wasn't real tashmish. It wasn't real, so it wasn't real Zanus. It must have been something similar, and the Gemara explains it means that he found this Ni'ima where she didn't remove the hair. Let's see, the Gemara says, Vaita. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Igidai Misam say, Idi Bekaira, that the fly and the hair were both in the Kaira, both in the food. So they both touch the word that tizna means loshon amazonos. Zvuv is answer. The fly is considered an oinus. V'nima b'she'usa. The fly is considered an oinus. It's out of their control. The fly can just fly and you can't control that. But ni'ima, but a hair, that's something which is something which... I left that two lines here, sorry. No, I left it on the line. Omer Rav Yehuda, Zvuv Bekaira, V'nima Boisa Mokoyim. So Rav Yehuda explains why did the second one upset him more than the first one. Zvuv was Bekaira, V'nima Boisa Mokoyim. And so therefore, Zvuv Miususa, V'nima Sekanta. Zvuv was just Mius, so therefore he turned a blind eye. But Nima Sekanta, therefore that was too much for him, and therefore he chucked her out. Ikid Amri, Idrit Bekbotha Bekaira, and Zvuv was Onsa. Zvuv is an oinus, and therefore he turned a blind eye. Because he didn't consider it her fault. But v'nima is pshiusa, anima is a pshia, that's called a negligence, and that's why he threw her out. Okay. Yeah. Says the Gemara. So Sakanta doesn't mean, I don't think Sakanta means it was life and death, but as Rashi explains, as we said before, the Nima if it's very tight, it could slice through the a man's private parts, and it would make him a krus shofcho who can no longer have any children, and that's pretty serious. And that's what the Gemara calls it, a sukkanta. Says the Gemara Baita. A person should never go place in his home an amia seira. Amia means the fear, an extra fear. He shouldn't go overboard. A person can get angry once in a while, but he shouldn't rule the house in such a way where he's going to always have amia seira. Why? A plagish begiva hit the la bailo amia seira. Plagish begiva. The husband was very, very upset. Too upset, and that's why she ran away. And he peeled her, can't remember the soil. And therefore, they came the whole story that they found her, and they went to war. And the war between Shevet Binyamin and another Shvatim cost many, many lives, and all started because of the Amy Yisera. And that's why a person should be careful not to place Amy Yisera in his home. Whoever does that will eventually end up with three avirus, three big sins. Ginia royois, and could that happen there by plagish begiva? Ushviches domim also happened there, and vechilul Shabbos, and the third one is chilul Shabbos, because sometimes Rashi says sometimes a woman will light a candle or cook after nightfall, because she's worried her husband will come home and be mad. He'll come home, fight after the shul, in a fantastic mood, because he had such a nice davening and drosha, and ready to enjoy himself, and the wife's, and he loves hot, fresh chicken soup, and the wife says, oi, 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 the chicken soup, I forgot to make it. And he really blew his top. So next time it happens, she's really not sure what she's going to do. If she forgets to make it late, we're worried she may come to even cook it after Shabbos comes in order to save herself from the fury of her angry husband. And that's why a person will say that, because when she comes to Shemayim and she's dragging her on the way to the fires because she's on Chalal Shabbos, she'll point the finger at her husband is because she was too scared from him. And they will also punish him for the Chilul Shabbos, because it's his fault, that Chilul Shabbos. Okay. Omer Rav HaMachona, Rav HaMachona said, hold on, born on Shloish Devarim to Chol Mitzayim Shabbos. This is what Chazal, so the Mishnah says, three things a person must say, Erev Shabbos, Im Chashecha, when it gets evening, he should say, Sartam, did you take maaser from the fruits we're eating tomorrow for on the Shabbos? Because on Shabbos you can't take maaser. So you should remind his wife, Sartam, Uraftam, did you make Erev Chatzeiros? And Hadlikos and Nea, that's not a question, that's a statement. Because you can't ask a question because you can see it's not lit the candles. So Sartam, you ask, because you can't see the paper, you ask the wife, did you take maaser? And she says, yes. And then you say, Uraftam, did you make Erev Chatzeiros? And she says, yes. And then he says, okay, we're ready to go. Light the candles. Those are the three things you have to say. It's the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos. So now the Gemara is saying, those three things, you should say it, you should say it in a nice, soft tone. Not as, not with a strong or with a, no, you say it nice and softly. So that they should accept what he's saying and do as you want. Otherwise, he's going to be screaming and be tough about it. They will not listen, and they may lie. Did you make the Erev Chatzeiros? So even though they didn't make it yet, they'll be too scared and they'll say yes. And that's why, you should say, Benichus, the same idea that, you know, a woman, it's called verbal abuse, right? They'll feel that they're being abused and they'll be too scared to own up to the truth. This, now, Isaratem, Iraftem doesn't really apply so much nowadays, because now whoever buys, kosher food already taking maestros. We're not, especially chutzlars, we don't do maestros that much. Erev Chatzeiros also in the city where there's an Erev, there's no need of chaseros. Hadlikas and there would seem to be appropriate there nowadays as well, that you should tell your wife. So before a person goes to shul, he should tell his wife, light the candle, and this and this time. If she's not ready to light the candle, but he should remind her or tell her to light the candle this and this time, in order to be yotzer the tkonas chazal of hadliku es haner, that you should be madlik the ner. Okay, we'll just speak out a psak halacha of Tosfos on the above medal at the bottom. Tosfos says, we saw the Gemara concluded that in Mechuzah, Rava said, even though Rava says the problem is because of kiyum shtoros, and therefore if it's in the same shchuna, in the same area, the same three houses, for sure it would seem you wouldn't need still have to say why, because B'nai Mechuzah were 90, they used to move around a lot, and they didn't recognize. So the problem of crossing a border is applicable in Mechuzah, even though there was no border, because people traveled a lot and they didn't have time. They were too busy to know the neighbors well enough to recognize the chasima. That's what the Gemara says. So Tosfos says that Rabbi Tam Paskal Luch Lamaisa, that nowadays you must say before the Nachdam, even B'chol Mokim, even just taking it next door, even if it's not Grover, it's in the same town next door, there's no border. But because we all consider 90, we're all running around, we're too busy to know our neighbors well enough to recognize the chasimas. And the same way the Gemara says, Rav himself paskened, that in Mechuzah you would have to say, Fana Nachtam, it applies to us as well. And therefore, today, if you have a get going with a shliach, even if it's just going a very short distance and there's no border, still, the shliach has to say, "Mafana nechtav, mafana nechtam." So nowadays, that's what we do, Bemis. Today, when we send the get overseas, the shliach we do is the shliach when they write the get in the first place. This is going from New York to America. So the shliach at the time, so the shliach in America, the baal makes a shliach and he gives them the authority to make another shliach as well. So the shliach aleph, who gets the get in America from the Baal, he watches the Ksiva, he watches the Chasima, and he goes to the Bezdin, he tells the Bezdin in America, and then he appoints another Shliach, the Shliach in Australia, who's going to give the get, and the Bezdin in America write a document to the Bezdin in Australia that this Shliach made your guy a Shliach, and he really told us, so we can tick that box, and therefore the shliach in Australia just gives over the get. You with me? Right. It's based on this choice of. Thank you very much, gentlemen.